6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
To find out more about Fuso Truck's unbelievable deals, visit your Fuso dealer today. Fuso, rise above.
Five to eight. Here he is, Kim Hagdon.
Well, we said for weeks that Nathan Fyfe's Brownlow medal winning potential rested on rounds five through to eight.
Yeah.
And rounds six, seven, and eight, he got threes. I had him for ones.
Yeah.
So what, straight away, I thought, well, this boy...
He's on tonight.
He's third after round eight with 14 votes. You just knew he was going to have, against Brisbane and Collingwood, he was clearly best on ground in round 11.
Mm.
It was going to be him chasing down. I still thought Dangerfield would finish strongly with about 30 votes and Nathan about 30. I had Nathan Fyfe for 20 votes, and he's finished up with 30. All the others pretty close. So, but well-deserved. Where I do, I find it surprising in some instances where Nathan got the threes in losing games.
Yes.
And even some of his own teammates were contenders.
I think he was surprised.
That vote.
Can I run a theory up the flagpole with both of you? In the same way that Tim Kelly and Patrick Dangerfield cancelled each other out a little bit. Big statement. Now, I say this half facetiously, but Lachie Neale going...
we haven't got time for that.
Lachie Neale going to Brisbane won that
fight. Opened the way.
Second. Well, it did in a way, because if Lachie Neale was there, probably... No, in all seriousness, probably gets a few twos and threes.
Yeah. No, that's a very good call. You can't discount that. It's all hypothetical. We read through it. We make our own assumptions and assessments, and Champion Data make theirs. And I think even they only had Nathan at about 24 votes. And I sort of thought, well, looking at those games where I gave him the ones because I thought David Mundy was perhaps best on ground against the Bulldogs early in the season. I just felt that there was times when Nathan finished up with the three that I didn't give. He's nine best on ground votes.
Yeah,
it's not a record because just a couple of seasons ago, I remember Dusty Martin got 11.
Yeah, 36 didn't he that year? 35?
Yeah. 36. But he got 11 best on ground, so that's a 33.
But a brilliant winner and well acknowledged, brilliant speech, magnanimous, fabulous.
The thing with that, I think also, Nathan Fyfe could well already be a three-time Brownlow medalist.
Yeah,
when you think back to 2014, he missed those four games through suspension, but the two he missed very early in the season, rounds three and four, for an accidental head clash onto Michael Richetelli, and the rule has changed since then. I mean, the MRO would look at that and quite possibly have said, well, that was an accidental, it was a shoulder-on-shoulder. Worthy winner. I think also, let's recognise that our boys, we've got three in the top five West Australians. I think that's significant. Of course, I think we're claiming Lachie Neale, pretty much having had a big influence on him. So a top finish for the WA circumstances. And I think when we look at WA also, a lot's been lauded about the grand final, a lot of talk about the grand final, and that the Waffle grand final has been played at the stadium. I think it's emerging now that the WA footy authorities have to look at whether they can stage the local grand final at the stadium.
Because?
$150,000 loss.
Right.
On the stadium. Needed, from what I'm led to believe, $26,000 to attend to break even.
Really?
So they'll reconsider that.
Goodness.
Yeah. So which Waffle ground, though, would hold a grand
or get
final?
A competition that's more even and more people want to come along and watch.
Or redevelop the Wacker and have that as the boutique Waffle games and so on. Look, debate now on where Nathan Fyfe sits amongst the dual winners. I think the only comparison you can really make, I think the likes of Greg Williams, Robert Harvey, Chris Judd are very different players to say Nathan Fyfe. I reckon Adam Goods is a fair consideration because of their diversity, their flexibility to play forward, take the catches, the big marks. I think Fyfe just outstrips most of those with his aerial capacity. And while we're debating that overnight, and I reckon around the world there'll be debates on internationals footballer of the year, Lionel Messi, a six-time Virgil van Dijk and Cristiano Ronaldo. So I'm sure that'll grow as a debate. Who is the better one? And let's keep an eye to... I remember we said, I reckon it's 6 weeks ago, keep an eye to Scott Burns to emerge as a candidate to be a senior coach in the AFL.
And Adelaide?
I think he's had two interviews with Adelaide already. Adelaide are getting close. They want to talk to Justin Longmuir to see where he sits. That could happen today or tomorrow. I know Justin and his manager are trying to make an appointment to meet with Mark Rusciuto from Adelaide to discuss that. I think Scott Burns is emerging as a really strong candidate because we also know that he spoke to a potential assistant coach and said, don't go anywhere, wait, because if I'm going somewhere as a senior coach, I think it could be Adelaide. Let's keep an eye on that one developing.